on the phone now, Senator Rick Jones, Republican from Grand Ledge, also chair of the Judiciary Committee. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Very good on this rainy evening.
It's looking that I'm heading to the Lugnuts game later. I need it to hold off a little bit.
Yeah, or take an umbrella.
Well, I will do. Thank you for the advice. I will do that. I will do that. After the day yesterday, though, we can take one of these in between.
There you go.
There you go. Wanted to talk to you about a couple of items. I've been getting a lot of attention. Some new legislation to ban feral swine and to call them, to rename them an invasive species. I've heard of this before, but I didn't realize what a problem it was, and you've discovered that it is.
Well, it's a huge problem. What occurred is the wild boars were brought into Michigan and put on hunting ranches to hunt. Unfortunately, a lot of them tunneled under the fence. They're all over Michigan now. They say 72 counties out of 83. Now, what is the problem? The problem is they can carry all sorts of disease, parasites, viruses that can transfer to livestock, whether it be domestic pigs or cattle. They damage the wildlife out there. They're not meant for Michigan. They're an invasive species. In fact, Michigan is so serious about it that any hunter that sees one can now shoot one out in the wild, and because we don't want them running around. But the question is, should we allow any more to be brought in? And I'm siding with the DNR on this one. I don't believe we need any more brought in.
So just so I get a handle on where we are with this, the new ban means we can't bring any more into the state. Is that correct?
Yes, the DNR is going to ban them in July from being brought into the state. They'll be considered an invasive species, so you won't be able to bring them in. And I'm seeking to codify that in the statute. And one reason is my Senate district has more pork producers than anywhere else in Michigan.
And they were behind you in pushing through this ban and would probably like to follow it up with laws you would like to.
Well, absolutely. I have the Michigan pork producers, Michigan poultry, corn growers, soybean growers, potato growers, because all of their crops are being destroyed, as well as the pork producers, the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, and Pheasants Forever groups are all against this menace.
Well, and what about, we're to say that the idea is then to eradicate them in the wild, but the ban says that they can't be shot behind fences, but if they're out in the wild and somebody sees them, then they can shoot them.
Yeah, well, the ban would be that no more could be brought into the state. See, they're being brought in and put on the ranches, and so they want to stop that. The ones that are out there in the wild, yes, it's open season. Anybody that's legally out there with a gun may shoot them and before they destroy more crops and more livestock.
My understanding, too, sir, is that you can't keep them behind a fence. It's nearly impossible to do that.
Yes. You know, the scientists that testified said it's virtually impossible to keep these things behind a fence. And you'd have to build a fence like a zoo. And I doubt that that's economically feasible for the hunting ranches.
Now, designating them as an invasive species, and you kind of compared in some information I saw, it's like bringing Asian carp in for fishing. It's tantamount to the same kind of destruction.
Yes, I did say that. Bringing in the wild pigs for hunting would be like bringing in Asian carp and putting them in a pond for fishing and saying, well, don't worry, they'll never escape. Well, we all know that you have floods, and the fish get into rivers, and that's how the Asian carp came up from the south in the Mississippi River.
Well, and so what would you need to do to make it laws? Are you pushing further than this for this then at a future date?
Yes, we're going to continue to push the swine be stopped, and that's the best-case scenario. If we can't get that, we at least want to ensure that any ranch that has this sort of wild pig has a fence just like a zoo would build, something that's just impervious. And I don't think there'll be very many that go to that. Now, we're not going to ban the hunting ranches. That's fine. You know, and we have domestic, or I shouldn't say domestic, we have native deer, native elk, all sorts of animals that are out there that could be on the ranches.
Have you gotten a pushback from folks who have had these on ranches before? Were they opposed to this, or do they understand that with regulation it can still work for them?
Many ranchers don't want any regulation. They just want to be able to do whatever they want. And unfortunately, that's not good for the state. Just pork alone produces $600 million for Michigan, and the entire agricultural community produces about $72 billion. That's what it means to this state. It's number two right behind manufacturing.
That needs to be protected.
Yes, absolutely.
Another thing, today you held a press conference to unveil some legislation addressing, as it's called, the growing threat of elder abuse in Michigan. What is behind what's coming with that?
Well, elder abuse has gotten so serious. Each year, about 80,000 Michiganders are victims of elder abuse. And I personally witnessed this in the Grand Ledge community when a man sold fake annuities to seniors, and I believe it was 22 families were victimized. They lost every penny they had. All told, it was about $3 million. So you had people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, I believe even one couple in their 90s, that were left with nothing, absolutely nothing. Every penny they had saved all their life was gone. And I think we need to get very, very serious with individuals that are doing this. We have a complete package of legislation. It is bipartisan. We hope that this year we can push it all the way through. One of the things that would be in there, it would create a new class of felonies. So if you victimized a senior citizen for between $50,000 and $100,000, you could get 15 years in prison. More than $100,000, 20 years in prison. Hopefully that would scare these predators.
Well, and because oftentimes the financial abuse that takes place isn't categorized the same, but the damage is similar.
Oh, yeah. Well, the abuse is creates an emotional and sometimes a physical hardship on the senior. It's very traumatizing.
Well, so you're pushing forward with a group of bills in this area then?
Yes, we are, and we hope that these will all pass and be signed by Christmas. That is our goal.
Well, that's a lofty goal. It's a good one, that's for sure. What else is on the agenda? You've always got 100 balls in the air at one time.
Well, we're still looking at increasing controlling the medical marijuana dispensaries. They've really gotten out of control. We just had a dispensary in Lansing that was busted by the police for numerous infractions, and both people running it were felons. They had already been in prison, one for homicide. So I'm drafting a bill that says a felon may not distribute marijuana, medical marijuana. I think this is just common sense. The same thing happened in Williamston out there. That man had a similar felony record before he was arrested. So that's something that the citizens are really asking us to provide some direction.
When I did see on your webpage that the legislation on banning felons from dispensing medical marijuana, I thought, what have we come to that you need to have legislation that says that? I mean, because like you said, that ought to be a given.
Well, yes, and there's been numerous complaints come in. The dispensaries are being put right next to schools. They're being put right next to churches that have schools and rehab centers for people that are addicted to alcohol and drugs. Certainly that's not an appropriate place for this sort of dispensary.
Well, Senator, as always, it's a pleasure to talk with you and find out all that's going on at the Capitol. Thank you so much and have a wonderful evening, and we'll hold the rain off for a little bit.
Okay, good luck on your luck nut game.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Yeah.